Chapter 1. A Jewish Look at Jesus. Matthew chapter 1 verses 1 through 17. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor. Azor begot Zadok. Zadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Eliad. Eliad begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. We do not definitively know who wrote the Gospel of Matthew, but the universal testimony of the early church is that it was penned by Matthew, one of the 12 disciples. Matthew was called from his labor as a tax collector, which was one of the most despised vocations any Jew could hold. Yet, because of his training as a tax collector, Matthew was acquainted with lists and genealogies from the public registry, so he would know the family history of the people being taxed. He was also, obviously, literate, and probably spoke two or three languages. Therefore, his work as a tax collector under the providence of God was the Lord's preparation for Matthew to begin his most important and celebrated task. This book has been called, even by critics of historic Christianity, the greatest book ever written. The genealogy. Matthew begins his gospel with these words, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ," verse 1. Here is a Jew writing principally for Jews, and his first assertion is that he is writing about Jesus Messiah. Christ is not the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus Bar-Joseph, or Jesus of Nazareth. The term Christ is his title, and it means Jesus the Anointed One, or Jesus the Promised Messiah. Matthew mentions another important title that would resonate with his Jewish audience, the Son of David, verse 1. This title for Jesus, Son of David, is used more by Matthew than by any other gospel writer, because the Messiah was to come from the loins of the greatest king of the Old Testament. He would be of the seed and lineage of David. So, from the very beginning of his gospel, Matthew calls Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Matthew then adds, the Son of Abraham, verse 1. One of the great difficulties of harmonization in sacred scripture is the relationship between the genealogy presented by Matthew and that presented by Luke in his gospel. There are many places where these two genealogies do not agree. The first point of difference is that Luke traces the genealogy of Christ back to Adam, indicating that this Christ is not simply the Savior of the Jews, but that the scope of Jesus' redemptive activity is universal. He is the new Adam, who recovers the promise that God made originally to Adam and Eve in the garden.